This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
And now, the show that very few asked for, but that many will grow to appreciate someday. It's your behind-the-scenes access to The Greg Hill Show. It's The Greg Hill Post Show with Jackson Burns.
All right. Hello. Good morning. It's the Greg Hill Post Show. It is Tuesday, so I am joined by Ethan. Although we almost had a special guest, the man, the myth, the legend himself almost came in the show, but then he rethought that. So you almost got bumped by Greg, but you didn't. So
yeah, the listeners will just have to settle for me.
Yes. This is Greg 2.0. So I was just saying, you said that you wanted to stand up to do the show. When I used to be a DJ on Cape Cod. At Pixie 103 Rock Station, and the boss, and it was actually a rule that you weren't allowed to sit down during your show because apparently you sound more energetic if you're standing.
I guess. I don't know. I feel like that's a bit bizarre. I feel like, for me, I just wanted to stand because after sitting in a chair for 4 hours during the show, yeah. The last thing I want, and also on top of that, I'm about to drive 45 minutes home sitting as well, So I don't want to sit if I don't have to.
And you're a big worker-outer, so I would think that you know, they say sitting is the new smoking.
I agree, 100%, absolutely. I'm actually going to the gym after this. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to leave here, go straight to the gym, get a workout in, and get the rest of my day rolling.
Do you work out every day, or do you do, like, break days? Do you have...
Oh, yeah, you got to have break days in there. I work out, like, 5 or 6 days a week.
Wow. I've worked out like 5 or 6 times in my life, I think, maybe even less. Are you a jogger?
I am. No, I stay clear of treadmills. I do like to bike and I like to swim, but I'm not. You will not catch me running.
Is that right? I ran for like, I don't know, 2 months because my fiance was she wanted to prepare for the marathon, but then the world came to a grinding halt, so the marathon preparing stopped during the pandemic. But I was surprised that I could run more than a mile without dying.
Yeah, a lot of people would be surprised how much more you'd actually be able to run if you give it a go. For somebody like me, like I said, I don't like to run, but I can run, but I choose not to. And I'm just all set with it. I think there's better ways to get some cardio. And I'm a biking guy. I grew up in Fitchburg, Massachusetts, and a lot of hills over there. And I used to ride my bike.
Oh yeah, very hilly.
Yeah, so second hilliest city in the country.
Is that right?
No, yes, only behind San Francisco.
I was going to say
that
is San
Fitchburg's claim to fame.
Oh wow, I recorded an album in Fitchburg. I think it was. Was it Fitchburg? It might have been Fitchburg or Southbridge. Those aren't close, are they?
Those are not close at all.
No, it was definitely Fitchburg then, yeah. What was your favorite part of the show today? I can easily tell you mine.
I would say Wiggy's rerun from the, which is unfortunate because that's not technically part of the show, but I thought it was really funny. Wiggy is surprisingly very good when it comes to these types of games.
And, yeah.
I was rather impressed. Unfortunately, he messed up on the second question.
Saving
Private Ryan. Unfortunately, didn't get that one. They're a little bit disappointed him on that. But overall.
And I think they kind of did him a little bit dirty, though, because he did ask for black people stuff, and they gave him maybe the whitest band of all time for trivia, Three Doors Down.
Yeah, I honestly would. I'm a white person, and I wouldn't even have gotten
you wouldn't know that.
So, right. So, no, I don't listen to Three Doors Down. So, I mean, I don't really know how on earth they expected Wiggy Wiggy to get that one right, but
I would have gotten it wrong. I would have said Superman, but it's actually called Kryptonite.
Yeah, you would have left me sitting there with no answer at all. I wouldn't even have, at least Wiggy had an answer. I would have had nothing for him.
My favorite part of the show was by far when Courtney did her lead about the SID guy at some random college I've never heard of.
So can we talk about that for a
yes.
second? I kind of think that's a big deal, and I'm not even somebody that went to college. I mean, I feel like they kind of gave Courtney a little too much flack on that personally.
I mean, sure, it's a big deal, but that's also like giving like, I mean, whatever. I've never heard of the guy. I guess he's in the news lately because of the March Madness, or is that not?
Well, yeah, the reason he's in the news because he got shown during the game when okay. when they beat Purdue. But
what does he do? What the hell is it?
He handles a lot of the sports management of the players and like getting interviews and stuff like that. I just say credit to the guy because that is a full time job, and on top of that, he's going to college as well, which is also a full time job. So I mean, the dude deserves his credits. So shout out to Courtney for giving that to him. And like she said, I mean, Jamie Erdahl was even giving him an interview like a couple of days ago for that. So. Kind of a big deal. I mean, I don't know. I like the lead.
Well, I'm kind of biased against him now because he said no to Curtis. If he can do Jamie Erdahl, he can come on our show, right?
Yeah, right? As if we're not big enough for him.
Yeah, no, but I love it when somebody, you know, does something that they think is going to go over very well, and then it doesn't, and they they get very defensive.
You know, I really like the leads. That's probably one of my favorite parts of the show because it's interesting to see what some people bring to the table. Some days there are days where, you know, it's more like just status quo. These are the leads.
Yeah.
But like you get those days where we're running leads until like 7:15.
I like
because
it.
Some of them are so good. To
yeah,
talk
they
about.
Got our, you know, they got our conversation, and that's what it's all about. You know, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, we're a sports radio station, but I love it when we delve into other things that aren't sports, like my surfing lead.
Yeah, you have some of the better leads at the station.
Yeah, me and our Razor are head-to-head in the who's the most random
obscure,
lead. Yeah.
Obscure leads you can come up with.
I was proud of my surfing lead, and also my my mad at Metallica for teasing me. I bought Metallica tickets for Gillette in August, and it's not August 23, it's August 24. I have to wait two more years now.
Oh, did you not know that you were buying them for 2023?
I didn't know. I thought the concert was this year. I mean, it doesn't matter. It's not like, you know, I wouldn't have gotten them anyway, but it just sucks. I have to wait.
Well, how did you buy tickets for 2024?
They went on sale. They're going to get sold out. And my buddy's a Metallica Club member, so he got in the line, the Taylor Swift-esque Ticketmaster line, and we spent $420 for, well, $840 for two pairs.
Dude. Ticketmaster is such a scam.
It's such a scam.
I used to do a lot of like concerts and music festivals when I was like in my early 20s, and I felt like I was paying $100 for a ticket and then $250 for the fees.
The convenience fees.
And you click on the list, and it's just like random words of things that they do. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, what is a processing fee? What, somebody had to click okay that I bought the ticket?
Especially these days when it's all digital. Like, I can understand if...
Handling fee, the processing fee, a delivery fee to my email.
Oh, goddamn, I hate it.
To my email, yeah?
It's a scam. I don't know how they're still in business in that manner. I mean, the Taylor Swift thing kind of shed a little bit of light on it, but I feel like it's not going to ever get better. Like,
oh, it's not going to change.
Bruce Springsteen, the show last night at the Garden was dubbed the mortgage payment show because it's a ticket is as much as a mortgage payment.
Yeah, no, I mean that unless somebody can stand up to Big Bag Ticketmaster and all those even like the SeatGeek and Vivid Seats, I feel like I'm putting ticket people on blast.
It's all bullshit.
But I mean, it is what it is. They all charge a buck and a half for a ticket, and then you're paying like an extra $300 in the fees, and I think it's BS.
All right, well, are you a Lamar Jackson? Yes or no?
Oh, absolutely.
Fuck yeah.
All in on Lamar Jackson. Listen, if you are sitting here worried, I'm about to rant on this one.
Excellent.
Now. If you are worried about Lamar Jackson coming here and whether it's him being successful in the system or if it's just about his overall health, yeah, he's had some injuries the last couple of years. I will say that this past season, do I think he maybe sat out longer than he needed to? Potentially. I think he was definitely hurt. But with the contract situation going on, if I was in Lamar Jackson's shoes, knowing where the Ravens were this year, and I'm pretty sure they talked about it earlier this morning, too, where the team was good, but not. I think it was Ninkovich who brought
Ninkovich,
it up, actually.
He said that
the team was good.
The Patriots running benefit Jackson a lot.
Oh, absolutely. But like the Ravens last year with Lamar Jackson, they can push in the playoffs, but I don't think they can make it all the way because of the roster. I think with Bill Belichick's defense, and with the pieces that you already have over here, you got to work on the O-line a little bit more to help out Jackson. But Jackson here with Bill and Bill O'Brien, both Bills, I guess, absolutely. If you don't want that and that opportunity is there, I really do not know what you're talking about.
I know, because like, it's such a stark difference. Like, the team right now is a giant, hopeless dumpster fire, but that one piece will change everything, I think.
Oh, yeah. Bill Belichick has, year in and year out, some of the best defenses you can come up with, at least for the duration I've seen Bill Belichick coach. And imagine adding that to a quarterback who gives your defenses every year. Every time Lamar Jackson plays the Patriots, he's torched them.
Yeah, it's
Why
time.
Don't you want that on your side of the field?
Oh, man, I would love it.
Don't get me wrong. I really like Mac Jones. I think he is a good quarterback, and I think in the right place or in just the right situation, he could succeed as well. But in terms of just like winning now and putting your team where it needs to be to allow Bill to go after the Don Shula record and to just, you know, bring success back to New England football.
Yes.
If you want results now more so than like, let's see in a couple of years, you probably want to go with Lamar. But I still like Mac. Like, I'm not going to sit here and act like I wouldn't be fine with him being the quarterback week one either.
If they got Lamar, I mean, Mac's walking, right? Do you think?
Oh, I mean, they have to trade him. There's no way. He's a first-round quarterback. You have to trade him. You got to get what you can for him.
If the Patriots get Lamar Jackson and DeAndre Hopkins, which is, you know, probably a dream, but if they do that, they are winning the Super Bowl, I think.
That's such a pipe dream. But, if they did, I mean, they're competing. Absolutely. I think even with DeAndre Hopkins minus Lamar Jackson, I think that would be huge for the offense.
I think that would be huge, too.
But if you have the threat of Hopkins and you have Lamar Jackson on the offense, really strong running game, you draft a good lineman or two in this year's draft, maybe you get somebody else on the cheap as well, like free agency isn't over, you have something that could really work in New England, without Lamar Jackson, but with Lamar Jackson, like, the sky's the limit.
It would be so fun. It would bring, like, fun and energy back into the Patriots. And plus, if Lamar Jackson comes, then I can get another jersey with my name on it.
Oh, dude, I would love a Patriots Lamar Jackson jersey. Yeah. I would be all in on that.
My cousin got me a J.C. Jackson jersey for my Christmas one time. Not because I like the player that much, but just because it says my name. Because I'm a child like that.
You know, you get custom jerseys with your nut with a number that you want.
Oh, I would never pay for a jersey.
Oh, I have more than I should admit.
All right, well, let's end it on that. Oh, yeah, you said you went to a lot of concerts and festivals back in the day. What was the best concert you ever went to?
Oh, man. All right. So I'm a big electronic person. That's where I love all music, but I typically went to electronic concerts. I will say one of the best shows I ever saw, or I guess not show because it was at a festival, but one of the best sets I ever saw was by, I have to make a decision here on the spot. I'm going to have to go with Big Gigantic at Imagine 2017. For anyone who listens to electronic music, they do like electronic jazz funk music, which is like they do a lot of live instrument stuff, which is a lot of people think, oh, EDM is like DJs just at a table.
Yeah.
No, but they do a lot of live instrument stuff, and it was awesome. It was an experience like nothing else. So if you like jazz music, but you also like electronic, Big Gigantic, they're pretty awesome.
All right, cool. Mine's it's a tie between Metallica, Pantera, and Down.
I have to get myself to a rock concert. I feel like, I'm a big dubstep person, and I also really like rock. Like, those are my two go-tos from when I'm working out. It's like the electronic rock is kind of how I look at it.
Electronic metal, really.
Basically,
like,
yeah. I got to get myself to, like, a metal concert or something like that.
Oh, man, it's so fun. I took my fiance, and she's like, I've been doing concerts my entire life wrong. Like, I took her to Metallica.
Yeah.
She's, like, never been to anything heavier. And she's like, wow, I have to rethink my whole concert-going experience because that was just out of this world.
Yeah.
I love them. And now I have to wait another year and a half to see them. But all right. Thank you for coming, Nathan. And please download and subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.